Let us start again from Daf Chav Dalet Amad Aleph, that the Gemara wants to be patient. The Shaila, if we hold the Yudei Ture, the Yudei Gabra. Toshma, that's right before the Dalet of the Ein Mishpat, Ein Asher Na'asamu'ed Ach Yidaboy Bifnei Bailam Bifnei Bezen. A Yidaboy Bifnei Bezen V'Shaloy Bifnei Bailam Bifnei Bailam V'Shaloy Bifnei Bezen Ein Loi Na'asamu'ed Ach Yidaboy Bifnei Bezen Bifnei Bailam Shenema V'Huad Bevolov. She need Eides and has to be Bifnei Abailam. Ha'idu Shnayim Barishayna. Two Eidim were made. There was a Negiche Sunday B'Sheire Shavuven. V'Shnayim B'Shniye. Two, another cat came and said Eides that there was a Negiche B'Sheire Shavshimen on Monday. V'Shnayim B'Shlishis. And then two other Eidim come and say on Tuesday the Shere Shalevi was that he stays the spell Shere Shalevi. Erekan Shalish Idias. So there are three different Idias. Behain Edis Achas Lazome. But all these three Idias are one Edis Lagabi Chiyuve Hazome. Nimtzeis katri sheinus ememes. To amazim the katri sheine. So it comes out that all we have is two edim which are made, that there was a negiche on Bevel Sheir Monday to Sheirei Shashimen, Tuesday Sheirei Shalevi, Areikan Shtei Idiyas. Vuhu Potter, and the Baal Asher is Potter to pay Nezik Shalim, because all we have is two Eidim that say that is Sher, two Kites of Eidim that say that is Sher was Nageach two times. Behein Piturim, and the Katri Shaino that was Meyed, that Berl Sher, was Negeach Sheirei Shavuven on Sunday, Bepotet Tepe, even though through their Hagodis Eides, they wanted to be Mechayev him Nezek Shalem for the Negiche of Levi Sheir on Tuesday. But we have a klal that they made him Nasim Zoymimim Ad Sheyish Zumu Eskulam. And since we need the Eides of all three kites in order to make him a mu'ud on Tuesday, so all three kites have to become huzam in order there should be ein she'azam. Nimseis kat shniyas ememes. What is if they were mazim the kat shniyah also? Areikan eidus achat, so there's one kat left that is being made, that it was Negeach on Tuesday, Sheirei Shalevi, Vuhu Potter, and he's Potter to pay Nezik Shalem and Sheirei Shalevi, because we were Mazim the first two Kites, Behein Pturim, and there Potter, the first two Kites are Potter to pay the Nezik Shalem, Shenischayev al Yodom, because there are three kites involved, and they need them nasim zaymimim achi zumu eskulam. Nimseis kat shlishis zaymimis, if they were mazim, the third kat also. So it comes out, all the three kites who were mitzaref, to be mechayev, the Baal HaSher, to pay nezek sholem by the negiche shlishis. So they were mazim, all three kites, is kulan chayovim. So all of them are mechuyev, to be mishtatev, in the chatzi nezek of hador, that came out through their edus, that this peril, this Baal HaSher, is chayev, and sheiroi shalevi, which was the negiche shlishis. So each one will pay a third of the chatzi nezek of hador. Balzenema basisam loika shelzoma. Let us see Rashi. Zagt Rashi, Reikan gimel idiyis, shim botla achas mehem loy botlu hashtayim. Since the three distinct idiyis, so if one becomes botlu, the other two who are made on different negiches will not become botlu. Umishalom alayim chatzi nezek. So therefore, the Baal HaSher will pay, if one became botel, he'll pay chatzi nezek on the other two hagodis of the two kites. V'imloy botlo, and if none of the edis became botel, arei humuetza, then he's a mut, because we have three kites saying that there were three negiches. V'hein edis achas lazomo, shall yidei shloshton humuet, through the combination of all three kites, the sher became a mood, hilkach edis achasein lekach, shim nimseis kat rishayme zememes, if they were mazam the first kat, hu potter milishalem al negiche shlishis, the bailem is potter to pay al negiche shlishis, Elo Chatzinezek, he only pays Chatzinezek because we were Mazim the first cut, so we don't have three kittis which are made that this is a Sheikh Hamuit. Behein Hazaimimim Pturim, the first cut that we were Mazim, Pturim Mitashlume Negiche Shlishis. They're also Potter to pay for the tashlumei negiche shlishis, v'afal pi sheni gomlei l'shalim alein nezek sholem, even though their edus was a chelik of the mechayiv for the Baal HaSher to pay nezek sholem on the negiche shlishis pturim, sheni edim mishalmen momen ad sheyezum kulam. You were not mazim all the mechayivim. If they were mazim all three kites, says kulan chayov l'shalim achatzi nezek shel hados negiche shlishis, then they'll all pay chatzi nezek shel hado negiche shlishis. Ben kulam, they'll divide up the second half of the chatzi nezek, which comes out the chelek hador, will divide it up between the three of them. V'tzat tamus, and for the third negiche, the first chatzi nezek, which he would pay out tam, mishalmim shnei edim achayim shidolel. That the third kav will pay alone, Tzatamus, because the first two kites were not made on that negiche, they just were mitzurift with the third kat to be mechayvim nezek sholem on the third negiche. Yamret liyudei ture. So now let's go to the Gemara. Yamret liyudei ture shapir, or liyamret liyudei gavre, Leimru hanoch kamoi
Anan mihavi yedinen the bosot losa yoime oso hani umiyadilei. Let us see Rashi. He amret liyudei ture ba'inen gimul yomim. We need 3 days to make the share amut. Avol gavre biyoim echod miyayit. But he can become through listening to 3 Eidus of Negiche, so this can happen by him in 1 day. Motzi lohuk me, so he can zetz ein, shebo kulam b'yem echot. Shevion nizik shlishi lohoid al gimel negichesh shal gimel yomim. The nizik shlishi lady, whose shoyer was gishtoisen on Tuesday, so he's bringing the first 2 kitas, he's bringing all 3 kitas, he's bringing the first 2 kitas to be made on the negiches of Sunday and Monday, who these 2 negiches were not bechlal on his share. These 2 negiches were on the share of Reuven and Shimon. And therefore, Shaychi Kamoi Bitzad Hado. So if Levi brought them, so we see that the purpose of their coming, the first Tokites, is they want to make him a Mu'ud. Sheglaim Ladova de Lishav Yemu'udosi. Bleimotzi Lameima Anan Lechiyuve Pal Geniska Asinon. They cannot say that we're coming to Mimechayiv Chatzinezik Mikamaise V'loy L'shav Yemuit Devadei Hani Yodi Bahani Sherei Bal Negiche Shlishi Seviyem. They zicher are aware of the 3rd Negiche, because the we could say that's not speaking about that Levi brought them. Uma loy ul negicha isarishainis. Why is he bringing them to be made on the 2 negiches? Ela kedei liyadoi, ubahadi adodi osu. So like this we can understand that if we hold the yudei ture and the 2 kitas come together with the 3rd kat on Tuesday, so it's zicher, the purpose of their coming is to make him a mu'ud on Tuesday, lopein ezek sholem, for Levi. Ele yamret liyudei gavra b'inan gimel yomim. But if you say, liyudei gavra, we also need 3 days, va'al kol negiche u'negiche, and each negiche tzorech lohoid b'yoymei, v'imashkachas lo demashu leimu'ud ela b'gimel yomim, leimru hanach kamoi. So the 1st kat that came to say Eidus after the negiche on Sunday, he came to say Eidus, so let him say Lemahanach kamoi anan mihavi yodinan de bosat losa yoyme osi hane miyadilei. How should we know that on Monday and Tuesday is going to come another 2 kitas and they'll make him a mu'ud? Our Eidus was only capable of making him pay chatzinezik. And the Einish is Vasisim Loikashezomam Lasis Lochiv, what they had an intent to be Mechayev, that's what they have to pay. So since they're not Nevi'im, not B'nei Nevi'im, they're far from it, they're Eidim Zeimimim, so Koponim, so they didn't have the faintest idea that that 2 other kitas would come in the next 2 days. So Memele, so they can taine that the only purpose we came on Sunday is Mechayvim Chatzinesk. So we have a raya from this, and the baraisa says they pay nezek sholem if you amass them all three. So we see that he holds liyudei ture, and then the first two kites, we have a raglaim ledover, why did they come on Tuesday? Why did Levi bring them on Tuesday if the whole purpose is to memechayiv the sheir to pay Reuven chatzi nezek for the hezek on Sunday in Shimon for the chatzi nezek on Monday? So why did they come Tuesday with Levi? Sarkochach yisik lo, they understood they could, Levi offered to take them. He paid the transportation in order that Levi should be able to get Nezek Sholem on his Negiche. Omar Ravashim Rite Lishmaite Kamei Derav Kahane. I told over this Shaklevetai to Rav Kahane. V'Omar Li, and he told me, Uliyudei Ture Miniche. And if you hold Liyudei Ture, so then it is good. The Leimuru Hanoch Basroi, the last cut, Levi brought three kitas. Now, the kita that's made on the Negicha of Sunday, the kita that's made on the Negicha of Monday, so there, we can't be naive, so why are you coming Tuesday? Sarkochach, you're coming, and he should pay Nezek Sholem for Levi. So we see what your intent was. But the third Keter, who's coming to be made on the Negicha of Tuesday, they're very innocent. The reason they're coming for Levi is they want to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek. So v'leimru hanach basroi, so let this last kita say, anan meno yodinan dechol dekoi beidine lasudi beture kosu. We should know that these other edim came to make him a mu'ud. Anan lechiyuvi gavre pal geniska asina. There's so many people in Bezdin, we should know that these first two kitas, their purpose of coming is to be meyed, that he was negev Sunday and Monday. We had the faintest idea why they're coming. So Mamela and we came specifically to be mechayev, the Baal Asher Chatzi Nezek for the Tuesday's negiche of Levi Sher. That was the kasha. So on this kasha we have three terutzim. One terutz is the Kamaramzi Remuzi. And Ravashi Omar Shebo Ritzufim. And Ravina Omar Makirim Baal Asher Ve'ein Makirim Es Asher. Elaheichem Yadilei Da Omri Ture Nakhona Islach Bibkolcho Iboir Loch Linturi Lekulei Bikro. Now let us see Rashi. Uliyudei Ture Miniche Nehei Dekamoi, Rashi Vaita says his cheshbon, Nehei Dekamoi Vadai Liyudei Niskavnu, their intent was Zicher to make him a mu'ed. Shereyoidim, again, Rashi says, She'ein ala nizik shlishi litvoye negiches rishaynis. This Levi is not calling them that they should be made for the first two negiches, because the first two negiches were not made to his share. His share was first kishtoisin on Tuesday. Elo, so they realize that the purpose Levi wants them to come, Elokadei liyadoi, Elohaivai nezek sholem. That's why Levi is calling them. Elohanoch basroi. But the last cut, Shetzrichim loi B'loi Eidis Beis Akitis, he needs them. They're needed to him. Without the first two Kitis, Ulachai V'chatzi Nezik, there's no kasha why they're coming on Tuesday. They're coming, push it to be made that there's a Chiyav Chatzi Nezik. Leimru, so let the last cut say, Anan lav liyudei asina. We are not coming to make him a mu'ud. V'loi hava yadina. We were unaware bahanach kites that these first two kites are also coming to be meyed on this shirt. We are unaware of this. Alo l'chiyuvei pal geniska asina. We're coming to be mechayiv chatzinezik. And the negiche that was done Tuesday to Levi Shoyer. Ve'ein aleinu l'shalem elachatzi anesik. That was the kasha that was asked. So on that we have three terutzim. Terutz number one, hochi garsinen, the kamaramzi remuzi. Kloima. Liyudei tura niche. If you hold the Yudei Torah, it's very good. Ubiyayim Echot, and again it's speaking about that Tuesday, all the three Kitis came. Uchigoyim, so yes, the Kashe, so let the third Kat say, I haven't the faintest idea why the first two Kitis are coming. I haven't the faintest idea that my Edis will be the Makeh Bepatish to make him a Mu'ud and he'll pay Nezik Sholem. So it's speaking about Chagayim Dekamaramzi Rimuzi Demaramiz Kat Eide Rishoyne, the first two Kitis La'ede Kat Shlishis Sheyidu. They're being Maramiz in Mo'ide the Mizaris, the third Kat, so say Eides. So what Shaykh is, does the third cut have to the first cut? So we see Hilkach Vade Achroinim Nami Lekach Niskavnim. This was the Kavon. If their Maram is them to say, hey, this for you Yoidim Berishainim, they were aware the Rishainim were coming to be made on two previous Negiches. Vekach Shomat. Ravashi Yoma Loilom Liyudei Ture Niche. The Makmina log shebo ritzuvim kulam bo biyacha. All three kitas came, there's no remozim from one and the other, but all three kitas walk into Bezlin the same time. The hashtabad the yodi hani bani, they all come together, some stomach, they know the why all of them are coming. They all walk in together. So Mustama, they're all connected and they're coming to make the Shoyer Asher Amud. And the third teretz of Ravina was, and according to Rashi, Dachsamet speaking about, again, according to Rashi, the whole problem was only on the third cut. That was Rav Kahana's kasha. The first two kitis, we know klor, they're coming to make him a mu'ud on Tuesday, because why are they coming on Tuesday? They're being made that the sheir, shtoist ruven sheir and shimon sheir, why are they coming on Tuesday when Levi is being teveya, the nezokin of the negich of his sheir? So there's zicha coming to make a mu'ud, but the kasha was, but the third cut is could be as innocent. He's dining. Levi Taki asked me to come. I should be made under Negich of Levi Shen Opei Chatzi Nezik. I haven't the faintest idea that there were previous Negiches from this shirt. So the Gemara answers, Ve'ein Makirim Es Asher. When they come to Bezen, when the Kat Shlishis comes to Bezen, they're saying that the Sheir of Berl was Negeach Levi shirt. I don't know exactly which shirt this is. Hilkach loy niskavnu elo laseisei muit. So what is your intent? Shahayu yaidim be'edis harishayne. The mishum chatzinesek, even they makirem es asher, loy also misadi. The tam einei mishalim elo migufoy. That means, what is your intent when you're coming to Besdin? You're saying that the Berl Sheir steist Levi's Sheir. Now, what do you expect to accomplish? If you're unaware that the first two Kitis are coming to be made on Berl Sheir to make him together with you a Muid, if that's what you're tining, you're unaware of this. So you're tining, in other words, that Lafi Daitcho, you under the pressure that the Sheir is a Tam. Now, we have a Klal, a Tam is only Mishalem Migufoy. So you're not giving us sufficient information that he should pay. You're telling him Berl Sheir was Negeach. Berl Sheir was Negech. I haven't the faintest idea which the Sheir is the Sheir. So what are you coming for? What are you accomplishing? We can't be Goyve Migufoy. Which Sheir was the Mazik? So Al Kochach, if you're coming and telling us that Berl Sheir is the Levi Sheir, so Memele, so who's the Sheir? So let's read between the lines. Lamaynaf Kamina, he's going to pay from his wallet. He's going to pay Min Aliyah because it's a Sheir Amud. Together with Reuven and Shimon, you don't have to know now who is the Sheir. I don't have to introduce you to the Sheir. He's going to pay Nezik Sholeh. So the Shita Mekebetza says, so, but how do, if they don't, then Amakya the Sheir, so how does it become a Muad? How does it become a Muad? Reuven and Shimon were made on the Sheir, and Levi doesn't know, but, and Reuven, the first Tokitas were made on the Sheir, that was Negeach, Reuven Sheir, and Shimon Sheir. Now this third kata is saying, I don't know who the Sheir was. So Lefi, his ignorance, he can't make it a Muad also. Who says that the Negicha of Levi Sheir was from the same Sheir that was Negeach, Reuven and Shimon Sheir? So the Shita Mekebetza says, let's explain the scenario. The scenario is as follows. This Berel who owned the Sheir, when he only possessed one Sheir. So Sunday, this Sheir shteist Reuven Sheir. Monday, it shteist Shimon Sheir. Tuesday, he only has one Sheir, it shteist Levi Sheir. Now, right? Now all of a sudden, they're coming to Besdin. So before they come to Besdin, this Berel invests in 2,000 shvorim. And when Levi comes to Besdin, when the cut, the third cut comes to Besdin, so now the Besdin asks him, do you know which Sheir shteist? Well, he said, well, the only Sheir there, he only had one Sheir. Well, now he has 2,001 shvorim. Now, could you show me which Sheir shteist? Yeah, but the faintest idea. I don't know which Sheir shteist. They all look alike. You have 2,001 shvorim over here. But I can tell you that this Sheir, that's for sure, when it shteist, he wasn't so rich. When the third negiche that occurred on Tuesday, he only had one Sheir. Now all of a sudden he made an investment and bought another 2,000 shvorim. So now you're asking me, I should point out which is the shoyer that shtoyis. I have the faintest idea. But al koponim, that I know klol, that the shoyer that shtoyis Tuesday was the same shoyer that shtoyis Monday and the same shoyer that shtoyis Sunday, because Bishas and Negich, he only possessed one shoyer. Bishas were coming to Bezn, all of a sudden he invested in the Napsnau, he has 2001 Shvarim, so now I can't point him out. So Memele, so now let us not be naive. So what is the purpose of your Eidus now on Tuesday? You can't say your Eidus is that you should pay Chatzi Nezik, because you can't show me, you don't know which Shoyer is the, tell me it's today's Tuesday, but I don't know which Shoyer is the Tam. So Al Kolchoch, and you're coming to Bezin and say, Rabbeisa, you know, I saw the Negich in the morning, he had one Shoyer. That was, but now in the afternoon, I don't know which Shoyer it was. But let me, I'm telling you, in the morning I saw the Shoyer Shteist, Levi Shoyer. Then he possessed one Shoyer. So we see, without any doubt, that so what is the purpose of Yehidis? Purpose of Yehidis is that he should pay Nezek Sholem to Levi. That's the purpose, and that's the only thing you can accomplish. Your Eidus can't be Mechayiv and Chatzi Nezek to Levi, because you're ignorant, you don't know which Shoyer was Mazik. So we see Klal, the whole Kasha of Rav Kahana was, that let this third Kat say, I came to be Mechayiv Chatzi Nezek. Listen, if you came to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek after you saw the 2000 Shvorim, you can't be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek because you don't recognize the Shvorim. So what are you coming for? So we see Kavonos Chanikya Mitoich HaGodoscha that you're coming to be Mechayev Nezek Shalom. It's not necessary for me to pinpoint who the Shvorim was, because he owes Nezek Shalom already, so it's not necessary to know the Shoyer. The Kivin de Mekirin es Hashoyer, loy osu umasadi, they're not coming to say, Eidus al Chatzi Nezek, Tane Mishalom elamigufei. Fine. Avol liyude gavre, but now Rashi says, so, l'cheire, we just found a beautiful oifen, how to prove that they're coming to be Mechayiv Nezek Sholem if they don't know who the Shoyer is. So, which is the Shoyer? So their intent is not to be Mechayiv Chatzi Nezek. So Rashi says, Avo L'Yudei Gavra L'Neiche. L'Yudei Gavra L'Neiche. D'motzi L'Meima Kamoi. You can't be mechayv them nezek shalom, because when they came and said eidus, there is no sibe of muad. They're the first one that's coming. The two negiches which occurred after their eidus are basher usham non-existent. There's no eidim, there's nothing. So how can you tell me, oh, you wanted to be mechayev nezek sholem? How can I be mechayev nezek sholem? There was the negich occurred the next day. So you can't. It's speaking about that there were makadisha, the miyaviyodi, the sefer latzal gerch shniyah shlishis. That's me. You have a good kasha. Why? What's the purpose of your coming? But your teretz isn't a good teretz that I want to make him pay Nezek Sholem. How can I want to make him pay Nezek Sholem if I haven't the faintest idea that there's going to be nu negiches with nu edis. Now, before we see the Tosfos and the Sugyim, we have to go back to Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis to see the bottom Tosfos, and then we'll appreciate perhaps what Tosfos is going to say in Daf Chav Daled Amud Beis. But in order to refresh our memory, let us again learn over the first four lines of the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says that a sheir only becomes a mu'ed after three times. A three-day period. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabbaye, M'sheir Nagachu, the Pasuk says, Mitmoel Shilshoin, V'huat Bebolov, V'lo Yishmerenu. So God, this Pasuk is speaking about Kaifer. There's a similar lotion by Sher Shenogach Sher also. But so Abaye said as follows. Tmoil chat mitmoil tre. M'sher nagachu, it was once nageach tmoil yesterday. Mitmoil is the day before yesterday. Shilshaim is the third day. Tloso. V'loi yishmereno bolov. And the Bailim did not watch the shayr. After being informed that there were three negiches of 3 days. Oson la negiche revius. So the fourth negiche el pein ezek shalom. Rava Omar, Rava said, Tmeil mitmeil chad, Shilshaim trei, V'lo yishmerenu ho'idno chay. That is Rava. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Osa l'negiche revi'is, Shimloi shamroi, The Nogach Negiche Revius Mishalem Me'aliyah Nezik Shalem. Then, because we had Tmeil Mitmeil Shilshaim, that's the first three Negis, V'lo Yishmerenu Osanu Negiche Revi, then Negiche Revi si pays Nezik Shalem. Aval Ashlishis Pal Geniska Uda Mishalem. V'lo Yishmerenu Ho'idno Benegicha shlishis chayev ala nezek shalom. According to Rav, Tmeil mitmeil is chad, shilshem is trei, v'lo yishmerenu. So by the third negicha, idna chayev. That's a rashi l'mshat in Rav. And that's a rashi l'mshat in our sugye, that when you're the old, we mazim all the three yedim, that's a rashi explained it, that the Levi is bringing the first two kittes to be made on the Negicha of Sunday or Monday in order to pay Nezik Shalom to Levi. And Rashi was learning, Machlekes, the Bayev Rova, we paskin like Rova. And that's how Rashi was learning the whole sugya. Perish bekundres beperish rishayne. The Lerove bepam givul chayiv nezik shol. Tzorich loimer leperushay hod koma lekamon the osu gimul kitei sadi bechad yoime the leman de yoma liyudei ture if you hold liyudei ture I yayit umishalmim bailim nezik sholim. So according to Rashi, we have a Moir de Kechidish. He becomes a Moir, becomes a Mu'ud, and he pays Nezik Sholem together. He's a Mu'ud, he pays Nezik Sholem Bebas Achas. And the Bailim were unaware that about any negiche whatsoever. They were unaware of the negiche. If you hold liyudei ture, so the Gemara says there was 3 days of negiches, And then Edim come, and they tell him in one day of these three negichas, and he pays Nezek Shalom. So he's paying Nezek Shalom for a negiche when he was unaware that his sheir ever shteist. He thought his sheir was the one of the tamish shvarim in town. And all of a sudden he gets a summons to Beznin, and he comes to Beznin, and there's three kitas eidim, they tell him, you know, your sheir was negeich three shvarim, and they give him now a bill for, on the third, negeich, you have to pay nezek shalom. Ve'einai nire. So Taisva says, ve'einai nire, the vohuat bebolov ksiv, im sheir nagoch mitmel shilshem, vohuat bebolov, ba'achar kach, im lo yishmerenu, mishalim nezek sholem. So it seems that he has to be aware that it became a mu'et, and then there's a b'lo yishmerenu. Let's learn Chumash. Ubereise de lekamon k'toni, bein asher nase mu'et, ad she yeidu bifnei ba'ilam. That a sheir will not become a mu'et, ad she yeidu bifnei, that the ba'ilam have to know about it. So l'chayre, the ritus haloshen, it would seem that they have to be aware about it. Not that they just have to tell them and then good morning, yeshir is a mu'et. I understand the sheir bifnei ba'ilam, that they should be aware before he pays nezek sholem. Vim kain, afilu leman diyoma liyudei turet, so she yeidu ha'ba'ilam t'chile. V'chi osu gimol kitei sadi b'chad yoyim evidu b'ba'ilam, lo yishalmu ba'ilam nezek sholem ad negiche dalem. V'rashi atzmoi chozer boy. Rashi was chozer, and the Shinin is Chois, to bring down a Nusach that Rashi was Choiser. And it seems Tosfos had such in the Perish Rishon, there was Mishum de Bereish Cheska Sabatim Komar Stome de Talmude Ima Sher Amuet Ad Negiche Dalet Loi Mechayit. So it's enough in the Gemara. Ad begicha dalad loy mechayiv. So you see klar that you need a negicha dalad, not the way Rashi said here, according to Rove, and we have a machlikas, a bay v'rove, a loche k'rove. Agavuche, I'd just like to mention for 1 minute that the Merei Mesode, Mrei Mesode wants to say, this is enough in the Gemara, I mean, this is bitter, that the Gemara says, Klo, Ima Sher Amuet Ad Negiche Dalet. You need a Negiche Dalet. And here it says also, he says, from our Mishnah, it seems like that, Eze Tam Eze Muet, Muet Kol Sheidu Boi Shloi Sheyomim. It becomes a Muet after 3 days. Okay, here, it's Ebedeisel, but the third day becomes a mu'ud, and he pays for the third day also. But Akabonim, the Gemara Baba Basra Shver. So, the Borei Mesoda wants to say something very interesting, according to Rashi. He wants to say that there are two things. There's Nezek Sholem, and there's Mu'ud. He says, a Mu'ud, he becomes, in the line of Kamina, if it's Knas or Momen, he says, a Mu'ud is, after his Hurzik to be a Nakhon, this is after three times he's a Hurzik Nakhon, so now if he'll be Moide, that it's twice the fourth time, He's it's mamin, so he's chayiv nezek sholem. He's amud ligach. Ma she'en kein. That what Rashi says in Rove, tmoil mitmoil chat shilshem trei v'lo yishmerenu by the third negicha ha'idna chayiv. So Rashi says, "Menegicha shishis chayiv olay nezik sholem." He's chayiv nezik sholem. He says, "That's all what Rashi is saying. You pay nezik sholem, but it's a knas." That means there's two things for the shoyl to become a muid, and it's mamin, it's becheskas nakhin. There you need the three negiches have to go by. And then I know he's becheskas nakhin, and then the fourth time he's a muid that'll pay al piatzmai. Because there's a chiyah mamin, he's becheskas nakhin. Masha enkein, all Rashi said over here, and Rashi later, Rashi just said he's chayiv to pay by the third negiche nezek sholim, but that's a knas. That's what the Mrei Misoda wants to say. To fa'emfa this Rashi from the Gemara in Baba Basra. Baba Basra is only saying he becomes a muid, cheskes nakhan, after three times. The fourth time will pay al piyatzmai. It's not a knas anymore. Anyway, about koponim, the Taisvis did not like such a thing. V'rashi atzmoi chozaboy, yeah. Upirish te mashmois dershin ikabinayu. Mashmois dershin ikabinayu. So the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, it says as follows. How does the drash go? Tmol mit molchat, shush trei, v'lo yishmerenu, ha'idno chayiv, yishmerenu is the third time, this mit mol, there's shilshayim, v'lo yishmerenu a third negiche, chayiv, kshe yigach oid, Nezek Sholem, Taina Benegiche Rabbis. V'loi pligi elo dabaye mapik negiche Rabbis migufe dekro, v'rove loi mapik loi migufe dekro elo mashmo isdershenike benai. That means that Rabbeinu Peretz brings down what the mashmo isdershen is. How do you learn pshat and posik? But the content of the posik, everyone agrees. Abaye said, "Tmoil chad mit maltrei shulsham tloso." So it said there were three negiras. V'lo yishmerenu balav osel negir revius, and then he pays nezek sholem. And Rove said the posik is only speaking about how he became a muad. Tmoil mit malchad, that was one negira. Shilshom trei. V'loyish merenu, that's the third negiche. So they would, ha'idno, now, if there'll be a fourth negiche, chayim nesek sholem. That's what Rashi says. So there's only a machlokes. Everyone agrees nesek sholem you pay after the fourth time. Period. So it's a machlokes, tamazayin, how mashmois dosh. V'harav Rabbi Zriel perish. Rabbi Zriel said, "Deika benayu." No, the stack and after me. It's not this whole machlokes is only how to figure it out. The labaye the dorish lo yishmerenu lenegiche dalit lo yishalem nezek sholem ad yoim dalit. The loyish merenu havi yoim dalid dumye the tmail shilshem. That means we're all speaking about days, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That tmail is one day, mitmail is 2 days, the loyish merenu is, and the shilshem is the third day, and then the loyish merenu is talking about the fourth day. It's the v'loyish merenu is similar to the v'loyish merenu is similar to the Tmoil mitmol shilshem. So that means, in order to pay Nezek Sholem, the Negicha has to be on the fourth day. That's according to Abaye. The loyish men have yoim dalit dumir de tmoil shilshem. Abul Rove, the loyksiv Negicha dalit, it doesn't say Beferish Negicha Dalit. V'loyish Merenu is going on the third Negicha. Ha'idna Chayiv, that means after the third Negicha, you're Chayiv. Afilu Nogach Dalit, Begimul Chayiv. Afilu, the fourth Negicha was on the third day, you'll be also Chayiv. Yeah. Now, this first kasha of Tosfos is a complicated kasha. Let's skip this over. And let's go to the second kasha, which is with the first kasha is going on our sugya further. We would have to get into the sugya. And let us skip over the first kasha in the Teretz. And now let's go towards the end of the Tosfos, not towards the end, that means if you'll see the simen of Rabbi Kivega, Nguyen Ashas, Vadain Shaloyu Ad La'achas Kile, so we'll go down another line. Vahodik Toni. That means we'll start from Vahodik Toni Lekamon Bebraise. Now Tosfos will go on the sugya we had learned. The sugya is very difficult. Here it says we have three kitas edim, and yemazim them, they pay nezek sholem, v'hodik toni. Now Tosfos has a terrible problem. But the sugya we just learned, it says there were three kitas eidim, and the shals you pay nezek sholem, that's a Rashi, said pshat. Now, how do you pay nezek sholem with three kitas eidim? V'hodik toni lekama bebraise, nimtzeis katshlishis zeimemes, kulan chayovim, they're all chayiv. Av al gavda loichayiv, dadayim loichayiv nezek sholem. So what are they all chayiv? Shem ishamayim. Mikol mokem, so Taisa says, amu'uyim dekechidish, kiven shemiyadem oisoy, but they made him a mu'ud. That's right. Let's talk about money now, but they made him a mu'ud. All three made him a mu'ud. Umemele mischayiv nezek sholem berevius. Yeah, that means they made him a mu'ud after the first three negiches, that each one was made on a negiche. Is kshehuzmu tzrichen l'shalem gefi ma shetale negiche dalet kshiyigach. Amoridikazach Taisva says that Lamaisa, if you're mazim the three kitas, so we made them a mu'it. We made them a mu'it. So what is? We made them a mu'it, so what? So we're just telling these three kitas, if he's going to be negeach another time, you're going to pay nezek sholem. Then you can pay nezek sholem. Because of your three negiches, you made him a mu'ud, and if there'll be another negiche, you put down the groundwork that he should pay nezek sholem. Baruch Hashem, we will mazim you. But let's assume for 1 minute we would not have such a mazel. So you put down the groundwork, that now he's a mu'ud, and if there'll be tomorrow a negiche, you'll be happy with glee, oh, he's going to pay nezek sholem. So memele, if tomorrow there'll be a negiche, you're going to pay nezek sholem. I'm going to Nachlas David says it's such a doichik. He says, how could you say such a thing? Ein edim nase zoymim ad she yegomach adin al priyim. There's no gmar din on the... They're going to pay nezik sholem on the fourth negicha, which is non-existent. They just made him a mu'ed. They should pay nezik sholem on the fourth negicha. But we'll see Tosis another malach also. Umemele mischayv nezik sholem berevius on the fourth negicha kshehuzmu. When they were mazim them, tzrichen l'sham kvi mashetala negich dalat kshayigach. When he will be negeach 10 years later, we have your address. Now you come and pay nezek sholem for this fourth negich, because that was your intent. That was your intent. Now, amerdik ezach afal gav the beperik hanechnokim. Omar Eidi Gneve Benefesh Shehuzmu Ve'Eidi Gneve Rishayno Shoben Tzoyre Ein Nerogim. So now Tosis fragt Amor Dike Kashe. Tosis fragt that let's talk about Eidi Ben Tzoyre Amor. And Eidi Ben Tzoyre Amor, they made it that this Ben Tzoyre Moira was gone out at Ima Bosor and Yayin. They come to Bezden, and they say, hey, this in Bezden. And then we mazim them. So the din is, they get Malkus, because the first Gneve that were made on a Ben Tzoyre Moira, we don't kill him. We give him Malkus, for Yisruoi, sorry. So Memele, so they'll get Malkus. Later, he steals again, so then we'll kill him. So the Gemara says, but the first Edom we will not kill, because when they said Edis, we're not up to the second Edis. They just said he stole once. Let us say, but they laid the groundwork. That means by saying that he stole the first time. So if he's going to steal again, you're going to kill him. So he wanted to kill him. We don't say that. We said, listen, Bashar Hashem, now they only wanted to be Mechayev him. They didn't want to be Mechayev him me, so they wanted to be Mechayev him Malkus. In here, I don't say like that. Here, Tosfos says, they laid the groundwork that he should be a mu'ed, so if in 10 years later, the sheir's gonna shtais, they're gonna then pay nezek sholem. We have their address, and they're gonna pay their nezek sholem. So, what's the chilek? That's Tosfos' kasha. Hosom, so l'chayre, we learn shat, because they can tie the who says that he's going to steal again? We knew he's going to steal again. We didn't know that. Groundwork. What's groundwork? Are you talking about groundwork? We're Nevi'im. We know he's going to steal again. L'chayra, that's pshat. So the same thing over here. The same lawyer that says over there that they can tie that we knew he's going to steal again, and that's why he can't be mechayev them misa. So the same lawyer will tie that we knew the sheir's going to shtais again. Three times it's Tais. We should not ask the Tais in 10 years, and we pay Nezek Sholem. So Tais says, no. Hosom, lav mishum de yocheli she lo yavoyu li dechiyev patrinu. That's not pshat over there. Ela hosom mishum de motzi le meima la halkoi sebol. There they're coming. They're coming with that we just came. What was the purpose of our Edis? The purpose of our Edis was to give him Malkus. That's all what we did. Ve'edi gneiva benefesh who's more liking to be shosam bekundus. The same thing. If Edim came and said that Reuven's kidnapped a person. So the din is before he sells him, he's chayev misa. Before he sells him, he's chayev malkus. So there they can tie it. Chas v'sholom. We just wanted he should get Malkus. We just wanted the Ben Soira to get Malkus. We had no intent that put the groundwork that he should get killed. Our intent was, we're talking not tzaddikim, but all we wanted is to, that he should get Malkus. Masisim like Kasher Zoma, that's what we wanted. Avol hoche al kochoch leibokim liyadi lechayvin ezek sholim kishayigach negichet balet kidemasik volo. Vozol leimotze lemeima lechiyuve palge niske kosine. But over here in Agamore asked the question, maybe they only had an intent in Mechayev Chatzin Ezek. So the Gemara says, "Kamaram ziramuzi." Whatever, let's say that terms, or bol retzufim. They came, or it's speaking about that emakirim balasher. Their only purpose of coming was to make a muad. They don't know. They're not coming to be mechayev chatzinezek because they don't know who the balasher is. We'll see later in Tosis Klah Tosis Lemshat. Or Maram Ziramuzi, we see from them Klo, why it's Maram Ziramuzi, if you want to make me Mechayev Chatzin Nezik, so we see Klo from you, your intent was the groundwork to make him a Mu'ud. No, if we see from you, you wanted to make him a Mu'ud, so Melech Sotay says, Amu'im Dikizah, if that's your intent, even though we need another Negiche to pay Nezik Shalom, that's nothing. But we see from you that was your intent to make the groundwork that he's a mu'ud, that if he'll be mazik, again, he'll pay nezik shalom. So then, if you were mazim, all three of you, if there will ever be a negicha later, you'll pay nezik shalom. We see what your intent was. Because that's how the Gemara said, we see what your intent was. So, Memele, Gaitun's garnished on, if Bepoil you weren't Mechayiv yet, the Hezek did not occur, but we see your intent was to make him. If that was your intent, you're going to pay eventually Nezek Sholem on the fourth Legicha. That's how Tosis learns Pshat in the Gemara. Masha'en Kain by Ben Soira or Moira, there they can say, you saw that our intent was to kill him? We came, we should get Malkus. Prove differently. So Memele, so then they only get Malkus, and will not Michaev them Misa. This is one teretz of Tosis, which Nachos Dovid says is Amuyim Dikedoichi. In Ami, the Shash makes a guys. Inami ein chayoven elu akitis elabamesha asu muet. That means not the chayv nezek shalom. They said this shoyer is a muet. That's what they accomplished. They came to say he's a muet. So what? Who? Do you know how the market price goes down? A shoyer a muet is worth in market value much less than a normal shirt. This is a wild shirt. He's not, you can't use him anymore to work. He's a wild shirt. So Mela, the market value of this shirt went down. So if you wanted to make him a muid, so you wanted to lessen his market value. So there's a kasha zomam now. You made him worthless. And that's what the kasha zomah is. Inami ein chayov melo akites, oba masha su muit. That's it. Not what's gonna happen tomorrow. That, you can't be machayev them on tomorrow. Who says there'll ever be a tomorrow? And then the community was no gemar din on tomorrow. But you made him now a muit, and a muit, the market value of a muit is much less. For oim dim kamo nivcha shayre midomov, so then the whole Hazome has nothing to do with the Negicha Revi'is. For the Negicha Revi'is, they're not mechuyev to pay. Because that's non-existent. When we said, hey, this was no Negicha Revi'is, you can't be mechayev us for a Negicha Revi'is, which was non-existent, b'shas ha'edis. We're mechayev you for... Mechayev you for lessening the value. The Nachlas David wants to taine, he says as follows, he says, that is true, Tosfos had a Gemara, you only pay Nezek Sholem by Negicha Rabbis. And Tosfos has a problem with our Gemara, which we're learning, that he says, but Tosfos' only problem was, he says, because Tosfos learned Chumash and said, this is Pshat and Chumash. That means Tosfos said, in order to pay Nezek Sholem, the Bailam has to be aware before that the Shur became a Mu'ud. That's what Tosfos said. And he said, because that's Pashti Dikra. Because Tosfos says, Philomandi, So Memele, before you pay Nezek Sholem, he has to know about it. So Memele, so Tosfos has problems. This is a problem in our Gemara. When these three kittis came, the Bailam was, they won't pay Nezek Sholem because he didn't know about it. Fine. So that's why Tosfos had this Meir de Kedaychi. The Nachlas David says, let me ask you a question. He says, according to Rava, let our Rava darshan the posik. Mshar nagachu mitmel, shteist once. Shilshain, it's third, shteist a second time. Veloyish me'erenu, it shteist a third time. Fine. And then, ha'idno, now, after three times, the fourth time, we'll pay Nezek Sholem. That's a Taisus Lampshat. Fine. He says, but if you're learning Chumash, the Vuhuad Bebolov, Taisus Lampshat, it says, Vuhuad Bebolov, before Velo Yishmerenu. So, Memele, he only pays after he found out about it. He says, according to Rabbi, you don't learn that Pshat and Posik. Velo Yishmerenu was speaking about the third Negiche. So he says, you really don't have a Posik that says that he has to be aware of the that he's a Mu'ud before you pay Nezek Sholem. He says, the problem in Rashi is, Rashi says he becomes a Mu'ud and pays Nezek Sholem b'masachas. It's a gitav yodi bo'am kachas. He becomes a Mu'ud the third time, he pays already the third time. That's a shverezach, that's a gemol b'masachas. But he says, no, could be you become a Mu'ud after three times, and the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholem, but it's not Mu'chach that he has to be aware of it. So he says, in Kainim Anachnu, so Memele says, this Gemara could be speaking about that when they came to Beznitz after the fourth Negiche, to Amazim the first three. That means the problem that Tosfos had, Tosfos had a problem because Tosfos said he had to be aware about it before the fourth Negiche. So then Tosfos has a problem. He says, that Chiddush you don't have to say. So it could very well be speaking about that this Baraisa is speaking about your Mazdam, the three Eidus, the three Kittis. He says it's speaking about this is after the fourth Negiche. It's after the fourth Negiche and now the Bailam hears about it. So the first cat says that there was a Negicha Sunday. The second cat says it was Negicha Monday. The third cat says it was Negicha Tuesday. And we know what the Cheshbon, each cat knows about the other. And there's a fourth cat that says it was Negicha Wednesday. Fine. Now you mazim the three kitas. And the Bailam heard this all at once on Wednesday. He says, it's not muchach to say that the Bailam had to know about this in order to pay Nezek Sholem. But they came on Wednesday. All four kittis came on Wednesday. So the first three kittis knew that he's going to pay Nezek Sholem. They came after the fourth Negisha. They knew about it. And Bezdin was machayvim Nezek Sholem on the fourth Negisha. even though the Bialim found about everything the Portner gives. So Mamele says, so it's Poshet, why they have to pay Atzkash Zomah, they have to pay Nezek Sholem, because they said their Edis after the fourth Negiche. Now Taisus couldn't say this because Taisus said that the Bialim wouldn't pay Nezek Sholem the fourth Negiche since he wasn't aware of the first three Negiches. He said, Tatnachos Dovetainis, this is not Mulcha.